Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the score. Score.
The dude is money. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, does Joe O, Joe Ostrowski, CircaLasVegas.com. And this segment with Joe O is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. It is Rahimi Harris and Grody. We have Gabe Ramirez sitting in today for both Layla and Marshall. Layla will join us in studio to talk about the upcoming Chicago Marathon at about 11:45, but now it is time for Joe O. What up, Joseph? How are you, sir?
What's going on? Where do we even start? I don't even know what's top of mind with you guys.
Well, we are all about what is about to go down in Game 5 on Saturday. That'd be tomorrow in Milwaukee. Joe, what are the latest Cubs playoff odds?
Try to figure this series out, right? When you think you have a handle on it, the exact opposite ends up happening. Of course, the Brewers are going to end up scoring no runs last night over at Wrigley. So as far as Game 5, what it all comes down to, they decided to make the Brewers a favorite. It's not a big favorite. They're minus 125, minus 130 in that range. That's not far from a coin flip as we're trying to figure out. I think that's a little home field. It's a little expected pitching matchup, right? It's probably going to be Mizorowski. That would be the guess against Imanaga with a short leash, I assume. But they decided to make the Brewers the favorite, and we know how they performed at home last time. The Cubs, of the six teams that are still standing, they are the long shot for the World Series, sitting at 10-1. Of course, you've got the teams that have already gotten through at the very top, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays. They put the Brewers third, and then the two teams that are going to battle tonight, Seattle, Detroit, just ahead of the Cubs. I think that makes sense because in the last game here, you got the Cubs as a slight underdog. So makes perfect sense to me. I think that's going to be the case until we get to this game on Saturday night.
Well, if the Cubs are going to pull it off, Joe, we got to get some hits. And I'm looking at some of the lines on, you know me. I like my easy money, who I think is going to get a base hit. I look at PCA. I see him. He's minus 125 to get a hit. I see Seiya Suzuki at minus 165. Anyone that you can think of when you're looking at the you know, who should have some momentum going in this game that could potentially just get you an easy win with a hit?
Yeah, it's so difficult because you can't really project the matchups. We can talk about the starter. Maybe they see him twice. You have so many changes and, you know, these managers playing matchups. A guy that I consistently overlook, and if it's Mazeroski, he's actually got, it's a small sample, but good history, 2-for-5 against him. Michael Busch, like, he just keeps coming up and hitting homers, and he gets overlooked so much. In the betting world, he does as well. I would look at Busch. I don't know what the odds are.
Minus 175. I take it. Free money.
Yeah. Or something. RBI, maybe something like that. Sure.
I like the way you're talking. I like the way both of you guys are talking. But what about as we expand a little bit, the latest baseball playoff odds, Joe?
Well, tonight you've got Game 5, Detroit and Seattle, and Detroit's the favorite. They were not the favorite coming into the series, but they are the favorite because Skubal is on the bump. Kirby going for Seattle. It was interesting. I was just looking at the odds right before I hopped on here, and they're actually betting Seattle right now. The line is moving in that direction. Not for me. I would be backing Detroit. I mean, they're going to go with Skubal as long as they possibly can in this game. So I do like Detroit to win. And, of course, the Dodgers are the heavy favorite, especially what a game last night. That was ridiculous.
Painful at the end. Yes.
You know,
I'm screaming at the TV. I'm like, we were talking about this at practice the other day. If you bobble, go to one. Don't even think about it. Just go to one, get the shore out. You do that with preteens, but
let's and you would know, Joe. That game. You would know, Joe.
I'm just saying. The Dodgers are plus 150. The Dodgers are basically even money, guys, to win the World Series. That's where they're at.
Wow. Well, that would be something when the Cubs play the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series.
I bet on that one. You know, you were talking about strikeouts a second ago. I don't see Skubal's strikeout prop anywhere. I don't know why it's not out there right now. But Kirby is at 5.5. When you're thinking about him, you mentioned, obviously, some guys might not even get through the rotation or once or twice, the lineup once or twice. Do you see 5.5 being a number that we should fade or follow?
Yeah, with all hands on deck situation, he gets into any sort of trouble, I think he's out. Kirby, not as strong overall this year as in previous seasons. He has a good playoff history, though. I will give him that. But you know how these managers are. Two times through the order, you're probably going to get pulled here. I would not go over. I'll just say that. Skubal, yes, we can have that conversation. But Kirby, I think it's a very different situation.
Joe, let us talk about the Chicago Bears now.
Bears.
There is a Monday night game. That'll be the same night that the Cubs are obviously beginning the National League Championship Series. So it's going to be just a wild night in Chicago. But what are your best Bears Commanders bets?
Yeah, Groats, I'm glad you provided that context on that injury report that was released.
Yeah.
Because on Fridays, like Thursday, once you get the Thursday thing, on a normal week, that's something. But on this week, it's probably a nothing, I think. I thought it was notable, though. I was expecting a better injury report.
Mm.
But again, we don't want to go too far, especially with the media not even there on exactly what's happening. Has me concerned a little bit. The point spread is 4.5. The Commanders are the home favorite. When I first saw this number, I was honestly a little surprised. I thought it was a bit high. I thought these teams were a little bit closer. Of course, the Commanders would get the edge. They're playing a little bit better. The home team, and they have the better quarterback, all that stuff. But then after looking at this game a little bit more, I'm like, okay, I do understand. And last week was really something. For Jaden Daniels coming off the injury, sitting a couple weeks, he doesn't have his number one receiver. He didn't have another top receiver in Noah Brown. And for him to go pretty much by himself, it's him and Bill, right? and to take down the Chargers as underdogs in that game is another one of those Jaden Daniels moments where you're like, man, this dude is so impressive. I mean, he just changes everything for them offensively. Forget that they're missing multiple starting receivers. It doesn't even matter if Jaden Daniels is on the field. So once we saw that, I'm like, okay, I do kind of understand where we're at. I look at this Commanders team, it just seems like they always find a way out of things, exceeding expectations. When you look at fourth down last year, it was one of the all-time rates that they hit at. Like, he just finds ways to get out of it. So I do understand why they're favored by 4.5. The total's 50. That seems very high to me.
Very high.
Right? Like, what are we missing? It's the same as the Bills-Falcons Monday night game that'll be going on simultaneously. Like, I get that in the dome with those offenses. I don't see why this one is as high. I know the defenses, there's questions there, but that seems like a very high number to me.
Well, Joe, on social media, you see a lot of videos of people talking about fading the first half over under, and this one it's 24.5. I know you said that the 50 is too high, but do you think these teams are going to put up points in the first half?
Boy, if the Bears offense doesn't come out looking good after sitting for 15 days with your offensive guru, right? You would think that on the script it would be strong, that if they're going to come out looking good, that it would happen early in this game. Another little concerning point, just a side point, just thinking about Washington's perspective. Like, if you watch last night's game, if you've watched much Eagles football at all this year, that division is up for grabs. Like, it's there for the taking. I don't think it's going to be Philly. Like, there are multiple problems every single week. Most weeks they end up showing up for about half the game. It feels like the division's up for grabs between the team the Bears beat up in Dallas and the team they're going to play on Monday night. So, yeah, they're certainly going to bring their best effort. It's going to be tough on the Bears, but a couple weeks to prepare. I'm fascinated to see how Ben Johnson prepares first bye week as a head coach.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And if he is worth what they are giving him and he is who we think he is, you'd think that they'd have a little something. This segment with Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Does anything get taken into account on the way these two teams played each other last year? And obviously we know the dramatics at the end, but the Bears had this game and their offense sucked for the better part of three quarters, but Bears should have won that game last year. Mm-hmm. And do they take into account any of that? Does that matter?
I hear some of that chatter going on, that this is the game that that many Bears players, not so much the coaching staff because they weren't here, but many Bears players probably circled immediately because that seemed like was lost, and maybe some are looking themselves in the mirror saying that was my fault, we know who. But I would say a little bit, but not too much, because it's like what we're just talking Johnson's going to look like. Like, there are certain coaches that you trust. Historically, guys like Andy Reid, you give him extra time, Belichick, your Tomlin, your upper echelon guys, like the good ones, man, they're scary with extra time. We don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know here. So, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. I'm worried that the Bears are playing them at the wrong time. It doesn't look like McLaurin's going to come back. They're not rushing him after paying him in the offseason. It looks like Brown will be back along with Debo. But you're right, Gabe. The way they were using Debo last week, maybe out of necessity without McLaurin, it looked like the Debo that was just, oh my God, what a threat he was in all aspects a couple years ago, right? It looked like good old San Francisco Debo.
All right, so before we get you out of here, you know me, I'm a sucker for plus money. And I feel like there's a lot of dogs. You just saw the Giants take down the Philadelphia Eagles. Who's a dog that you like this week that maybe for those of us that like a good sweat, we can kind of throw us a couple dollars on?
Ooh, okay. Well, let me first quickly mention the game of the week. Sunday Night Football is going to be awesome. It's the Chiefs and the Lions. That's a big one. Also in the division, the Chiefs are favored by 2.5. So it's not a dog, but I'll say this. It is the most popular play of the week. They are taking the Lions. That is usually not a play that I want to be aligned with, the most popular one. When the public's all over an underdog, not one that I want to be a part of. And Mahomes is really looking good, even though they end up losing that game. Slight dog, I like Seattle going to Jacksonville. They've looked great on both sides of the ball.
Defense Watch is out so good, yes.
So at a point, we've just got to say, okay, it's not the coaching, it's not the players around him. Darnold's good. Like, that's to the level he's playing at right now, and it's been almost a year and a half, guys. A shocking underdog. Let's go fade the Patriots after they take down the Bills on the road, take the New Orleans Saints getting 3.5 points at home against the Pats. Letdown spot there, and then Vrabel gets his revenge against the Titans next week.
Ooh, I like it, Joe. Joe, great stuff as always. We appreciate you, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Great weekend.
Yep, that is Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats, weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network. You should also follow him on X at Joe Ostrowski. So we appreciate him coming on. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today, we will talk to Carrie Pinkowski, the executive race director for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And guess who else will be working that Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Gabe Ramirez.
Oh, man.
And one of the regular hosts of this show. We just saw Layla Raheemy. She is working for somebody else today, apparently, but she will be in studio next with Carrie Pinkowski. We're talking about the race next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.